In the meantime, we have John Congemi joining us in studio to give us his observations from what transpired today at minicamp. You can always do with John's work. You can check it out at thefinsiders.com. Before we get into anything that has to do with football, though, John, a very happy birthday to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Happy
We had cake and everything. It was nice.
I had some of that cake. Happy birthday to
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so wanted to wish you happy birthday. Nothing like a little football on your birthday. That works out pretty well.
You know what? There's a lot of places I wish I could have been. This is maybe one of them if you're going to talk about football.
All right, so let's get into everything that we saw today. We got Sam and Troy's perspective last segment. But first things first, John, we've seen high energy level from a lot of these practices that we've been able to watch, and we saw that same energy level transfer onto the field today when going through a game-like situation.
It was fun to watch because guys seemed like they had that juice, because they were divided up into aqua and white teams. And you still saw a lot of movement, a lot of motion, a lot of multiple formations from the Miami Dolphins on the offensive side of the football. You definitely saw tempo right away because when the white team that was quarterbacked first by Matt Moore came out, they went high tempo. They went almost to a no-huddle type of situation, and it was nice to see the quarterbacks got the ball out quickly. They got it out on time. So that was the first thing that I noticed. Ball came out, multiple formations, and really the play-action passing, even though there wasn't a great threat to run the football because you're only in helmets and shorts, the play-action passing provided big chunk plays, big opportunity to game-changing plays down the field for the Miami Dolphins. I saw one, Matt Moore, early in the workout. He found Rashad Matthews, a great catch over the middle on a play-action pass. Later, Ryan Tannehill had a half roll, found Jarvis Landry wide open for another big play. And then later in the scrimmage, Ryan did it again. So the play-action passing really looked nice today.
And another thing that we kind of debated in the first segment was the pressure that the defensive line got. And it's interesting. I know you're writing a little bit about that and Cam Wake, the day that he had. Before we get into kind of the defensive line as a whole, Cam Wake had an interception, but it was a contested interception because the referees blew the play dead as a sack. He still came up with it, and so then the defense was conflicted. The defense was conflicted. At first, they wanted the sack, right? Initially,
but he
then they
the
saw
INT.
That they came away with the ball. Then they wanted the interception.
We wanted all.
They didn't know what they wanted there. But anyway, it was fun to see. I mean, guys, very competitive out there, and that defensive line really getting after the quarterback.
Olivier Vernon, Cam Wake, Deion Jordan, they were all coming from the edge, and Derek Shelby. They even had Terrence Fede, the 7th round draft choice, out wide at the end of practice, and he, if you want to call it technically a sack, he would have got in and made a play on the quarterback. So it was nice to see the energy. The way they played today is the way they've been practicing, and nothing changed other than maybe having some scripted scenarios in the second half of practice. But for the most part, the first half, they just played it out, and it was nice to see both sides of the football come up with some plays.
Okay, we've told everybody in the first segment about the fact that Juwan James officially signed his first-round deal with the Dolphins, so got that all wrapped up. When you look at this rookie class as a whole, their first offseason workout program coming fresh off the draft, what did you see today as kind of the culmination of what they've done and the hard work they put in?
Sam and I were watching Juwan James and his footwork today, because you really can't tell a whole lot about an offensive lineman, a contact position that you're going to have, physicalities every play. But Juwan James was going up against Cam Wake. We were just watching his footwork, his hand placement. I mean, he looked really solid. He technically sound. A guy that has great balance and an athlete at the tackle position. So that was nice to see. Jarvis Landry's a player. I mean, Mike Wallace said it in a group interview after practice today. He looks like a third or fourth year pro right now. And he plays like one. He's consistent catching the football. Okay, he runs 4.7. That's great. He's always open. I don't really care. So that's fine. And he's strong. Sam noted one point today. He was running a route, and I can't remember which DB had a hand on him. He physically took his hand, moved the DB's hand off of his waist, made his break, caught the football, and was up the field. So, those things just don't happen to regular rookies coming off, from other places. He knows the game. He's a football player. So those two guys on that side of the football, you really have expectations. They're going to start against New England. They're going to play well, and they're going to play well for the entire year. You hope, as a Dolphin fan, you see that. Defensively, Walt Akins, he might be 6'1", 210. He might not play a whole lot in the secondary because it's crowded with a lot of talent. But watch out for him on special teams as maybe one of those gunners coming down the side. He's going to be hard to contend with because not only does he have size and wingspan, He's strong and he's fast, and that's what you need on special teams. So Terrence Fidé, we talked a little bit about him the other day with an interception. Just, you know, singling out a couple of the guys. He's raw, but he's a pro body. You know, he has pro twitch, and I think the Dolphins may see that later in the season.
Yeah, that was one of the fun parts. It normally isn't as fun when we see the special teams unit goes out on the field and, you know, a punt or a field goal, not as flashy as when you get to see the offense on the field. But you did get to see guys like Walt Akins excel at special teams. And so some of those specialty scenarios that often go overlooked in the grand scheme of things, you're getting a feel for maybe ways guys can fit themselves in this roster and make an impact, even if it isn't, you know, on the defensive or offensive starting unit. So that was interesting to see. Also, John, when you hear Joe Philbin talking after today's session, and we're going to hear from him coming up in a little bit, one of the things he mentioned were the players that stood out. Troy, we talked about Rashard Matthews. He also mentioned Dallas Thomas, Jelani Jenkins, Jamar Taylor, and Will Davis, some of those guys, and the development that the 2013 draft class has made. Because outside of Rashard Matthews, those other guys that he mentioned, all from last year's draft class. And this is a theme we've talked about leading up to the 2014 draft. The Dolphins could have a unique situation where, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out last year, but you could have essentially like two draft classes coming in at once, given the way some of these guys have developed.
It'll be a wave of young guys. I mean, it's a young football team. You have some veterans that came in through free agency. You know, you have them in the secondary, you have them on the offensive line, you have them in other places, and you've had them on the team. But there's going to be a wave of young guys. You know, Rashard Matthews, for everybody to say that, you know, he's a guy on the bubble, he's on my starting five. I can guarantee you right now. He goes out every day and he practices like a pro. And today he was able to catch the football along with the, you know, Landry and Hartline, and Gibson had a nice catch today. So I wouldn't give up on number 18 on the offensive side.
I have a question. Who do you guys feel, because of the way the coach split up the team, and all of a sudden, when you're in the locker room and coach splits a team, it becomes competitive? It's like, okay, I'm going to get you, you're going to get me, whatever the case may be. Who does that benefit the most? Is it the rookie class this year? The guys on offense for the Miami Dolphins, because all of a sudden they see it at game tempo speed a little bit? Not necessarily game tempo speed, but everything is a lot faster than a normal practice.
You know where I think it benefits? I think it benefits in communication. You're talking to different guys, and you get to see guys work with other guys, especially in the secondary. I think that, you know, Rashard Jones was the only one that wasn't with the starting rotation. I can't remember White or Aqua, but he was left out of the, you know, of the other pack. Mm-hmm. And now he's got to communicate with another safety, and he's got to communicate with other corners and linebackers. So I think it helps you grow as a player to not get comfortable just with, you know, looking over and seeing Lewis Delmas all the time. Lewis Delmas might get nicked, and all of a sudden you have Jimmy Wilson, you know, starting at one of those safeties instead of nickel. You have to communicate with him, and you have to understand what you guys are talking about. So even at wide receiver, you know, for the most part, the starting unit was together, but after a while, you got different guys in there, so you have to communicate with the quarterback. So that's the big benefit I see.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Coach Philbin emphasized when he was asked about, especially for the young players, you know, what he was looking to see from them and how they'd respond. He said exactly that. He wanted to see when the coaches were out of the picture and you're out in the field, you have to make plays and you guys have to think on your feet and really go through everything that we've been practicing. How are you going to communicate? Get different groups of guys together, as he mentioned yesterday, kind of put all the names in a hat and stir it around, and then, you know, see who's on which team, and then just see how everybody responds. And so I think that was a key thing for the young guys, especially, to be out there in the closest to a game situation we're going to see mm-hmm. until training camp rolls around.
Yeah, and definitely right off the bat, you know, because Cameron Wake can change a game, everybody was really looking around like, what team is Cameron Wake on? Mm-hmm. You know, all the veterans. Then you look at Randy Starks. You look at Donnell Ellerby. What team are those guys on? And then you look at your roster and you're like, well, why am I'm on this team? And to contest what John was talking about, Rashard, when you look at the safety, Rashard Jones, he was on the white team. All the other starters were on the Aqua team. And the first thing that I noticed was there was a guy wide open in the middle of the field, and out comes nowhere Rashard Jones breaks up a pass. And he's jumping around. He's getting his team fired up and pumped up, and he's ready to go. So that's that competition level, you know, why this team, you know what? I'm about to get everybody amped up and turned up on this football, on this side of the team, so we can go out and have an opportunity to win. And that's what I saw from him. He was in place pretty much all day long in the communication part of it. He was dealing with the second-year guys and even free agents. So the communication, getting guys lined up, probably the second play where they changed the strength of motion, the whole defensive line had to flip. You see Rashard down here orchestrating, getting guys lined up in the place to be, and everybody was on point in the position that they were supposed to be on. So that communication part, and when you talk about who's left off of here, that was one of the things that I noticed as well.
Lots of things to see today. It was fun as the mini camp wrapped up. Hey, John, thanks for joining us here, and we'll talk to you again.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man. Appreciate it.
Most importantly, happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
And check out thefinsiders.com for John's observations from today's practice.